6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
From MLW, we're looking forward to this. He's going to face Donovan Dijak in a grudge match. And it's this Saturday, February 8th at Super Fight 6 at the Center Stage in Atlanta. We welcome right now the one, the only Filthy Tom Lawler. Good morning.
What's going on, guys? I never said I was ready. I just said I was here. Now that I'm on air, I guess I'm ready.
You want me to kick you off and we'll just do it again? I can reshoot this later.
That's a good intro.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad, you know, preparing for next week when I can finally get my hands after months and months and months on Dijak. And after that, MSL.
And how good did it feel to punch him in the stomach this past weekend?
I mean, honestly, it felt fantastic. The only issue is that, like, he's so bulbous that I probably didn't go anywhere near his organs, you know? I wish I would have inflicted more damage, but I'm going to have to go. His stomach was surprisingly hard for how large he was. So I'm going to have to find a different area to batter. I didn't go to the liver because I didn't want to, you know, kill the guy, but you know, maybe at Super Fight it's time.
The old boss root and liver kick. That's what you got to hit him with.
Yeah.
I'm
also going to put him in the old boss root and sharp machine.
I am a big proponent for kicking your opponent in the dick to assert dominance. So take that as you will.
I hope I don't take that. That's a confident move.
I think you should be the one giving it, whatever, not important. Jeremy, go ahead. It's your turn. You're up.
Oh, we're with Dijak and did the whole thing with WTF. And I guess they're still a thing. You know, they're still trying to promote and do everything. Like, that's the thing.
I think the logo is gone. I haven't seen, I mean, how are you going to market that cool music and logo around Dijak? Right. The edgelord himself over there, it doesn't quite fit in with the WTF motif. So I think I may be the last man holding up the WTF banner in the history books.
So did you officially kill WTF or does Dijak's presence kill WTF?
I mean, Dijak's presence kills the vibe backstage, I can tell you that much, but I don't know if it necessarily him coming in killed the WTF or if I think it's just been disbanded.
Okay. All right. I'm listening to this.
And if it's not, then I'll disband it right now. It's done. Over. And if it's not, then at Super Fight 6, it will be.
Okay, so this is basically for the soul and therefore destruction of WTF.
This match?
This match, yeah.
Well, I mean, in a way, if we want to go back to the beginning, this MSL guy, the very first day that I took a bump, the very first day that I trained in the professional wrestling ring, no joke, 100% true story, MSL is sitting there watching me, scouting in 2005 when he was an indie wrestler. So, you know, almost 18, 19, 20 years later, I get to team back up with this guy. And I was having a great time. I was having a lot of fun hanging out with MSL, you know, getting to talk about the old days, some of the times on the Florida indie scene, some guys that we could laugh at, make fun of. And then he had to end it all. He had to turn his back on me. He could have talked to me. He could have sat down like a man, man to man, said, hey, things aren't working out. But instead, he brought in Dijak, attacked me from behind. And, you know, like personally, I didn't have a problem with Dijak. I think he's a bit of a tool. But now, if he is the, if he's the surrogate for MSL, then I will happily take my frustrations out on him.
Well, now I'm curious, what were those conversations like back in 05 with a guy like MSL? You're obviously coming, you're coming from a different world. MSL has been in the wrestling world. Like what was that interaction like back in the day?
Hey kid, you're going to be really good. Something like that. Keep going. Holy shit, what an athlete. Wow.
Do you feel
tremendous look. Could have been a model. Why is he wrestling? These are all things I remember hearing from MSL. Is that a Pringle? No.
Can you fit your hand inside of a Pringle can?
Nothing I have on me can fit inside of a Pringle can easily.
Fair. It's a good headline. Appreciate that. Do you feel offended that you were replaced by Dijak?
I mean, I wouldn't say I was replaced.
Okay.
Right. It's kind of like a wife or girlfriend downgrading. You know, they tell you one thing. Like I remember in college, one of my ex-girlfriends was like, you know, just don't see a future. Like you're not serious enough. Like, no shit. But then she's like, you know, dating some surfer guy. Like this guy's more serious. It's kind of like the same thing. You know what I mean? He downgraded. MSL downgraded. So I don't feel like I'm not upset because he just made a bad choice. You know, if he had gotten somebody arguably better, like if he had somehow gotten Kojima to listen to him while Kojima was the champion, or if Matt Riddle listened to him, then maybe I'd be a little bit jealous. But Dijak, are you kidding me? I could go buy 10 of his entrance jackets at Goodwill right now for $20. I'm not scared of this guy.
Those are leather jackets. They're not, I feel like they're worth a little bit more than that.
No, I shop at Goodwill. I know.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm not gonna make anyone for doing that. Save your money and do good stuff. I got a question. I want to go back to 2019. You're MLW World Heavyweight Champion, and you have a match against Jacob Fatu. He wins that title. It's Oop. Big time. What were your thoughts on the Samoan Werewolf at the time, and since then you've seen him kind of develop and move on elsewhere.
You know, it's good to see all the lessons that I imparted on this gentleman in 2019 finally pay off here as he's finally listened to my advice. He's getting his big shot in the WWE. Jacob Fatu, like, fantastic. You could see it back then that this guy was going to be a star. It was only a matter of time. And there was a time where I thought, like, hey, maybe this is never going to happen.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Maybe the timing's just not right. Maybe WWE isn't going to bring him in, but they have. And I don't think anybody can look at it and say it hasn't been successful. And you can see that it's going to be even more successful the more they give him the ball. So, like I didn't like losing to him. You know what I mean? But the guy is undoubtedly a fantastic talent. And I don't know how much money he's getting, but I'm sure he deserves every single bit of it. And, you know, as far as people go, yeah, he's pretty nice guy to deal with. So big fan. I'm a big fan of Jacob Fatu.
Were you disappointed that you did not get drafted in the GFL?
Oh, my gosh. I have now entered the GFL transfer portal window. So any of the teams out there, I'm looking at you, Dubai. If you're looking to draft somebody who has no interest in making your league better, then I'm right here. I'm your man. I don't understand what the purpose of this GFL is. I can't even say that the guy running it seems like a nice guy, because it just seems so something doesn't seem right here. When you look at this, the number of guys who said that they weren't even under contract that were getting drafted, guys that said, you know, they're talking about guys that they signed who are fighting the next day in PFL tour, you know, it was just stuff all over the place. And, we've seen plenty of promotions in MMA come and go. I liked the IFL and I liked those shows and that concept. And I can't imagine that the GFL now is going to come in and do any better. Like the guy, the owner was talking about, you know, we have all these fighters with proven pay-per-view success. And it's like, well, yeah, Francis Ngannou, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, those guys also have proven pay-per-view success, and it didn't mean a fucking thing. So if you think that, you know, 6-fight losing streak Tyron Woodley is going to bring in a bunch of pay-per-view buys, or if you think Dylan Danis and Tony Ferguson are going to bring in a bunch of pay-per-view buys, it's not. The people who are going to watch it probably going to fucking stream it for free. So good luck.
My favorite one was like Chris Weidman retired like a week ago, and then he's just getting drafted in the second round. I was like, what? You just announced your retirement. What are we doing?
And he's like, oh, yeah, I signed the contract the day before. What is going on here?
They announced this thing at like the start of, I think, like 2023, maybe it was 2024. And then there was no information all year until they decided to do this draft. Would you be interested in doing, not for GFL, but like another MMA fight?
I'd be interested in competing again. I don't know exactly under what kind of rule set. Like every time I drink a few beers and watch BKFC, I think like, hey, you know, it doesn't seem like it'd be that bad. The idea of that they're doing a $25 million tournament just kind of sounds cool. You know, there's also like, this upcoming weekend actually is Dogfight 3, which is an MMA show in Spain, but they have insane stuff like 3-on-1 fights, tag team fights, you know, like bizarre, no, anything goes fights where you can strike to the groin. MMA, like in the US, is so, it's just like homogenous. It's the same product over and over. It's all, you know, all in the cage, everything's just very similar. And if you look at MMA, like overseas, Japan, Europe, all these other places that are doing different things, that's kind of what appeals to me. Like we've been watching MMA now for, you know, 30 years. And I think people have kind of figured out the game. You know what I mean? We've seen almost all of the techniques that you can do. And I like seeing different rule sets. I like seeing dirty boxing, like Mike Perry's dirty boxing. That was cool. You know, all these different things I think have a place. And I'd be into doing something else, but I don't know if it would be an MMA fight, you know?
How about slap fight?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, slap fight. Would you do?
I don't think so. I'm like the originator almost of that, punching Dave Kaplan in the bathroom in 2008. It's very similar. So, you know, you'd think I might have some experience. I might be good at it, but man, I don't know. I guess I do it in the pro wrestling ring, right? I sit there and I take 50 slaps from Minoru Suzuki. I mean, how much harder could these guys be hitting than him?
I think you're onto something with this tummy punching. That might be the next thing.
I don't know, man. Like I said, MSL, his stomach is a lot harder than I thought. I'd have to do some real hand conditioning to prepare.
See, he had, you know, the big jacket on and the big shirt. Like, this is, you got to go shirtless for this. That way you can't pull a Bret Hart, you know, you get the steel plate underneath the jersey here and wonder what's going on. So shirtless with the stomach punching.
I mean, I would just take it. If we're going to go by like what's most effective, then I would go back to the kick to the dick. So why not just line up across
Rochambeau
and give it a shot? Yeah.
Yeah, just Rochambeau. South Park invented that, I'm pretty sure.
You know, have you guys seen that video of Will Ospreay getting kicked in the balls by the two girls at the car show?
Was that him?
Sorry. What?
Was that him?
The cars behind you reminded me of that. No, it's not him.
That's what I said. I don't think it was, because I remember him like retweeting that and being like, oh, that really hurt. Or what? He had some joking comment. I was like, I don't think that's actually you, but maybe. I don't know.
It's Bullock's mate.
I don't know what Will Ospreay does on the weekends. Maybe he likes to go to car shows and people kick him in the dick.
Not here to kink shame.
Listen, I'm here to shame it.
Well, so here's the thing. I went into your Instagram and you were shaming these orgasmic air fried egg rolls. And I feel like it's worth mentioning just because this is in Atlanta, whatever this was. And of course, Superfight's going to be in Atlanta at Center Stage. So like, what is the deal with this? What was the turn on or the turn off to these particular orgasmic air fried egg rolls?
I mean, first of all, the first one that comes up is vegan, which is disgusting. A vegan back shot. I hesitate, but I'm going to do it. But I really do hesitate to wonder what that smells like. Okay. I mean, I don't think I need to go any further, really. Now that you mention it, though, since Superfight 6 is in Atlanta, if you want to talk about something, you know, not disgusting, but actually delicious, that would be the Claremont Lounge strip club that I will be going to after Superfight 6, the oldest gentleman's club in Atlanta. The average age of the dancers is, I believe, 47 years old. There's a dancer there who could crush cans with their boobs. So.
Oh, yeah, we've seen those videos.
Well, yeah, I was taking them. I sent them to you on text.
Sorry. They're no kayfabe, but sorry.
What kind of food do they have at this? Like, usually, you know, it's...
I didn't eat, but it smelled like fish.
Okay, fair.
Smelled like a seafood place.
I worked at a venue that once tried to do a buffet. It wasn't very good. I don't know what they were trying to do, but they had a lot of eggs. It was not at best. It was just not very good. Oh, Jeremy, ask away.
You mentioned working with Minoru Suzuki. You faced him at the latest MLW show, but you faced him for years now. So what's the experience like just being in the ring with Minoru Suzuki from, I think your first match was in 2019, 2020, possibly, and now facing him in 2025. Does he hit harder? Does he hit less hard? How's it like working with him?
Honestly, if you go back and watch, it's somehow the same dude, right? Like, he hasn't aged in 5 years, maybe because he's so old already that you like your appearance doesn't change as you get older. But it's the same hard hitting guy. The matches are, you know, very, very similar. a lot of times. One thing that I do like, I love actually about wrestling Minoru Suzuki is that, like, I want to be him one day. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I wrestle him, I can take something back and I can use it in, how old is he? He's like 56 or something. So I think, how old is he? Can somebody do this research for me? So I don't
look like it. Yes, I will look it up. He is 56. He is 56.
Is he really? Look at that. So, I mean, there's a 15-year difference between me and this guy. And, you know, I guess I'm insane enough to think that in 15 years, I'm still going to be wrestling. But that's honestly one of my favorite things is anytime I get to face him, it's like, I feel like I'm having a, what the fuck?
Every single time we've talked, Tom, which is only twice, but this man has decided to jump on stream every single time.
I got asked a question on my Discord yesterday. What's the worst that could happen there, right? And the question was, of everyone on Fightful, if you had 6 months to train, who would you feel most confident beating up? And I said, I would beat everyone on my team senseless. Everybody who's been on a Fightful screen senseless. And then like 3 hours later, you have Phil Cromwell.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to write those cash those checks, buddy.
Yeah, you can't call ice on me, buddy.
Pardon me?
This isn't a feud you're gonna yeah. You're not gonna win this feud by trying to get me deported.
Well, yeah, but first off, we'll see about that. But second off, I have never God.
By the way, do you know enough information? Like, could I just sell Shaza my mother-in-law's green card?
Oh, that's who. Yeah, I for sure got. I logged onto my Blue Sky for the first time in 2 years when it came back, and my bio was still Deport Shaza. Like, I didn't mean it literally. It was a joke.
You got to clarify these things, Sean.
They took one look at our match, and they denied on that visa. I even wrote her a recommendation letter.
Yeah, but it was probably written because she kicked your ass.
Listen, I'm like 3 for 4 now. She's the reason I'm not on an Undertaker streak of visa recommendation letters getting approved right now. So I've got an issue with this.
Well, Undertaker loses now. So
I mean, he doesn't wrestle now.
Well, he did.
Who
did he lose to at Mania? He lost to Roman Reigns and Brock.
And Brock. Right?
Yeah, so you got another one on your way.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You strike me as a viewer of the Undertaker's podcast, Filthy Tom.
You know who I'm not a fan of?
Who's that?
Undertaker.
Really? Oh, yeah. can we take shots at the Undertaker and just write some clickbait?
Are we talking headlines? Taylor's version or Brian Lee's version?
I am a fan of the Brian Lee version, actually. big fan of the Luke Gallows Kane as well.
Yeah.
Now.
He was doing the sorry to interrupt the
oh yeah, I'm sure you are
talking Shaza Mania.
Shows up 5
minutes. I told him one of the characters on Talking Shaza Mania should have been fake Kane.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It could work. I mean, there's plenty of them now. So why not?
Isn't it all the same guy?
No, oh no.
Oh, it's not?
No. Oh. In fact, there are multiple versions of the fake, the cocaine guy. Yeah.
What, Fent?
And there are like 2 or 3 cocaines, right? Because they all spell it differently.
Stephen Flo informed me of such because I tagged the wrong one. Because one of the cocaines came up with the Stephen Flo name. Go figure. I'm just here to learn about people getting their ass kicked. Like, Tom is a wealth of education.
I was talking about Minoru Suzuki and how.
Yeah, you interrupted some great Minoru Suzuki talk here, Sean.
I feel like how I have a mirror match with him now because I just see myself doing what he's doing in 15 years.
Well, I know what he does because I approached the back door of the GCW cluster when I was in it, myself and Denise. And there was no door prop holding the door open. It was Minoru Suzuki sitting on a steel chair smoking a cigarette before his match.
Only one?
Well, that I saw.
That's a surprise. Actually, but, I think I may have saw him getting into a little bit of Zen Dude, it might have been at the last show. It might have stepped it up.
I'm not going to bother you gentlemen any further. Tom, it's nice to see you.
You too, Sean. What?
Yeah, you never get the last word with him. You just don't. We've tried. Doesn't work that way. You can text him afterwards. He still won't reply. It's fine.
I just hope he knows that I boo him for coming on this show.
Good.
I have a write-in question from, I'm not going to give a name, but this person asked, was PETA upset about your fight against CB Dalloway and what you did to him?
It was more the, PETA kind of, like, they stayed out of it, but the Humane Society was the one that I had to deal with. You know what I mean? That was 17 years ago that we're talking about. So I have virtually no recollection of those times due to rampant alcohol and drug use at that time and since then.
You've won. That's what matters. You got the victory.
I remember winning. Yeah. I have none of that money left. So, I mean,
due to the rampant alcohol and drug use. Yeah.
I mean, how long did I expect $116,000 to last? Well, that was my next thing. Damn it.
Go to one particular strip club in the Atlanta area, then, can't go that far. Okay. I've got one question. Then we have a little game that we play, on the channel. I know you've been asked about Brutus Creed and facing him at Bloodsport 11. I'm actually curious about whether, I know you told the puking story and that went around. But I'm more curious about, like, in terms of, was there any kind of backstage interaction or WWE interaction with yourself leading into this match, or just kind of like, just any conversations that came from that or out of that?
No, none whatsoever. I don't think that there were like WWE agents or backstage people at that show. Actually, a lot of times there have been. I know, like, Regal's been at some of the shows and there's been other agents there, but on that one, I don't think that there was, just due to it was like a Sunday afternoon. There was nothing else that they were kind of piggybacking off of, you know? The only interaction I had backstage was, you know, talking to the Creeds, I guess, afterwards, and kind of getting their feel for the whole thing, since they had no clue what to expect. The only people in WWE that I've talked to in months would be like Timothy Thatcher, you know, now that he's back there. That's about it.
Well, you guys, it's been a good match.
Nobody there wants anything to do with me.
Well, I figured that maybe there's a level of just understanding that you're going to, you know, be respectful or have a good showing with someone from their platform. And, you know, maybe that
would be like, don't do that. That's not what I was there for. That's not what I was interested in doing.
Well, I get that.
I'm there to make their guy look good.
No, that there's just a level of trust that that everything goes smoothly with everyone.
They should have hit me up. I'm not the one puking before the fucking match. You know what I mean? Where's the level of respect for me? TKO owns them. UFC bought WWE, not the other way around. Raw on Netflix. Ooh, made $5 million. Fucking UFC went there and did this, double that the next week.
Where's my respect?
Huh? How many match of the nights does Brutus Creed have? Zero. Anyways,
put him in a jacket and he does a laugh now. That's his kind of thing.
It's my boy. My boy Brutus. He's like, he's like the Tito Ortiz to my Dana White. Guy is bonehead beyond belief, but
they never actually fought though. They teased that terrible boxing match.
But in a battle of wits, Dana White's gonna win. So there's been one for about
2 years. That is true. That is true. Sadly.
All right, before we let you go, we play a little game on the channel. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. I give you three names, people you've worked with, people you know, people we've talked about. You're going to pick which one you'd have a promo with in the ring on the microphone, which one you'd partner with in a tag team contest, and of course, which one you'd punch in the face or maybe in the nether regions. I don't care. Your three names, if you're ready for them, Minoru Suzuki, Donovan Dijak, of course, your opponent at Superfight, and Fred Rosser, your tag team partner. So here we go. Partner Promo Punch in the Face.
You know, for a promo, you know, I'm going to take Minoru Suzuki. I'm going to take Minoru Suzuki because I know it's not going to last very long. I'm not going to have to say very much because he can't say anything in return. So we got a short segment that I'm going to get paid the same as if I was out there talking for 5 minutes. Teammate, you know what? I'm going to go with the dark horse. And I want to pick Donovan Dijak.
Donovan, you might Dijak. Have to do more work in that case, though.
Well, yep. No, I don't think so. Because if you watch him, he loves to just do moves and get himself over. He loves to do crazy stuff out there, do some big man flips. Wow, so impressive. I don't even need to tag in. I'm sure this guy will try to do all the work on his own. And then, of course, who do I want to punch in the face? Somebody that I want to punch in the face more than anyone, the more time I spend around him, and that's Fred Rosser. That's a shoot. Ruined with him this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, have fun with that. Well, guys. Go ahead, and if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to go check out Center Stage, that's going to be hosting MLW Super Fight 6. That's Saturday, February 8th. There are tickets available through Ticketmaster and, of course, through MLW's website. You got our pal Filthy Tom here. He's going to face Donovan Dijak in a grudge match. That's how it's being promoted. So go ahead, check that out. Before we let you go, Tom, anything you want to plug?
Now you can just check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Filthy Tom Lawler. And that's it. Keep your eyes peeled because I'm all over the place, mentally, emotionally, physically, metaphysically.
Yeah, this interview kind of proved that, and I do appreciate that. thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. Always a fun time.
Take care of yourself.
No.
Now we play the game. Who's going to boot who from this show?
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.